Starting next month, people on Medicare can sign up for something new, the first prescription drug benefit to come out of last year's landmark Medicare legislation. The benefit is a card that will entitle beneficiaries to discounts on prescription drugs. It's intended to tide people over until more extensive prescription drug insurance is available in 2006. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports on the initial reaction to the card.
The administration is counting on the discount card to win seniors over to the idea that the Medicare program will be able to help them with prescription drug costs. At a press conference late last month, Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson said the more seniors find out about the new prescription drug law, the more they're going to like it, starting with the discount card.
And to those seniors out there who are struggling with the high cost of pharmaceutical drugs, my message today is that savings are on the way, and they're going to be arriving very soon.
Thompson promised that the cards will provide savings of 10 to 25% or more. Various seniors groups are trying to help seniors understand the new benefits. About 75 people came to a local meeting of ARP in Freehold, New Jersey, to hear about the new Medicare plans. 67-year-old Marilyn Nunes was in the audience. She says she's ready to understand the new benefits.
I'm very good at math, and I figure it all out, and I know exactly what I'm saving, what I'm spending.
Nunes's job as a secretary for insurance investigators doesn't provide for drug benefits in her retirement, and doing it herself is a challenge.
My husband had to get a part-time job to help us cover costs because our Social Security doesn't cover enough.
Nunes buys medication for high blood pressure and diabetes, among other things. If she bought the drugs in conventional ways, she figures it would run her about $240 a month. But she's found ways to get deals. The new Medicare card would have to beat those deals.
I'd have to save at least $150 a month in order to get it, because right now, just going to Canada, I'm saving, I think it was $143 a month I'm saving now.
Just by buying her drugs from Canada and by filling some of her prescriptions locally, using a discount card provided by drug companies to seniors with low or moderate incomes. The speaker at the ARP meeting is Bill Mayer, an ARP volunteer who's been going around the state explaining the new prescription drug benefits.
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody tonight? Good.
At an earlier ARP meeting an hour away in Lake Hiawatha, New Jersey, Mayer's audience wasn't interested in the Medicare drug discount card. They were focused on the insurance plan that will go into effect in 2006. Though that audience was mostly Republican, they didn't like the administration's plan. This time, in Freehold, Mayer introduces the drug card carefully.
There is an interim drug card. Anybody aware of this interim drug card? Raise of hands. That's going to start on June 1st. Anybody aware of this?
Nunes is one of several in the audience who nod. Mayer explains that for a cost of $30 or less a year, Nunes will be able to choose a card from many that will be offered. Each card will provide its own set of discounts. Mayer touts an extra benefit for low-income seniors. They can sign up for free and get a $600 credit towards drug purchases, with another $600 for next year. But Marilyn Nunes and her husband make a little too much money to qualify. And she figures the regular card would cost her more money than what she spends now.
I haven't changed my mind. I'll continue to go to Canada until they lower prices.
Meanwhile, enrollment for the Medicare cards begins in May. They'll be in effect June 1st through the end of 2005. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.